Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Hello world, top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Huldah's House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 Seconds of Inspirations and Voices of the Nations. Good morning, by man. Deesa with Toby Mack opens the show.
The Salvation Appeal. If you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, if you're not saved, if you're not born again, if you're not walking with Jesus in a personal commitment, I encourage you, I implore you to get to know him, to accept him into your life. And it's very simple. The four A's, I'd like you to remember this. First, acknowledge that you are a sinner, for we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, all of us. So acknowledge that you are a sinner. Then, agree with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he did give his only begotten Son, that if we believe in him, we won't perish, but we will have everlasting life. Then, ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of all of your sins. It's very simple. Just say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all of my sins. I acknowledge that I've been a sinner, but I know that you sent your son to die for me on Calvary's cross. My sins are now under the blood. Forgive me of my sins. So it's very simple to ask God to forgive you. And then finally, all you have to do, Lord, say, Lord Jesus, I accept you into my life this day as my personal Savior. So the four A's. Acknowledge that you are a sinner. Agree with John 3:16. Ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of all of your sins, and then accept him in your life as your personal Savior. Very simple. So if you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, I encourage you today, get to know him. God bless you.
Take me back, dear Lord.
Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents Prayers of Acceleration. Prayer for Accelerated Vision and Implementation. Father, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of delay and every hindrance is evicted from every area of my life. Release a spirit of acceleration. Flood me with vision. Superimpose your divine plan over my life. Increase my ability to discern. Let me hear accurately and see clearly. Let me set the pace. Be the standard of excellence. Blaze a trail to do great exploits. Lord Jesus, help me to recognize open doorways in my life where the enemy would try to come in. Cast down the high places that hinder me from fulfilling your purpose, completing your assignments, and giving birth to the destiny you place within me. In the name of Jesus, I quench every ungodly word spoken against me. I decree that every curse, every lie, and all negative words spoken against me that try to abort my destiny is null and void. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God in my life. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Forgive me for any unbelief, fear, and doubt. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I lose hope against hope. I decree and declare that the heavenly conversation about my future and my success will come to pass. This day, I boldly declare that you have come for my words. In the name of Jesus, I release the quick manifestation of promises, acceleration of favor, sudden miracles on every side. Dismantle every manifestation or outcome of generational curses. Release generational blessings and wealth. No weapon, no hindrance, and no delay will stop me from pleasing you in everything I do. Weapons may form against me, but they will not prosper. Lord Jesus, send your angels to roll the stones away, blocking any of my financial wealth and spiritual blessings. From this day forward, let your blessings overtake me. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up. Lord, send laborers for the work, the project, the assignment that you have entrusted to me. I will be a good steward. Release new ideas, new ways, new thoughts. As you shift me to a high dimension, Lord, I thank you. Your word says that you will do a new thing in us. Stir up dormant gifts and talents to be used for your glory and honor. If you are for me, then who can be against me? There's nothing too hard for you. I thank you for giving me the ability to lead, to manage, and to negotiate with excellence. I thank you for divine elevation. Lord Jesus, let me not operate in the spirit of error. In the name of Jesus, I bind confusion and chaos. Grant unto me wisdom in every area of my life. I thank you for revelation and more spiritual understanding about matters that I couldn't understand before. Let me have and walk in a spirit of excellence. I want to be clothed with humility. I thank you for your promises to go before me and make the crooked places straight. I expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron speedily. Lord, accelerate the manifestation of your word. Give me the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. Lord, I thank you for this is my set time for favor and transformation. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous praying. I say yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Prayers of Acceleration, Dr. Faye Maureen Radio.
Oh, God. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning, new mercies I see. All that I need is thy hand has provided. Grace, oh Lord.
healing is for all of us. The word of the Lord on this morning. Matthew 8, verses 2 through 3. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Again, in Matthew the 8th chapter, verses 5 through 10 and then 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that follow, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Again, in Matthew the 8th chapter, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew 9 and 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. The word of the Lord is blessed on this morning.
In Christ there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth.
The Creative Flow. Steve Asphalt, Creative Graphic Designer. The phone number? 917-294-0771. The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company located in Queens, New York, specializing in ministry and business branding, designing logos, flyers, brochures, business cards, and journals, Facebook cover artwork, and web flyers. They are located at 138-01 Springfield Boulevard, Springfield Gardens, New York. The Creative Flow has done all of my graphic designing as well as a few of my guests. And they have done a terrific job. If you follow me on any of the social networking sites, you see a great job that Mr. Steve Aswell has done. So contact him at 917-294-0771.
We heard Take Me Back by Pastor Andre Crouch and the Disciples, Troy Sneed, Great is Thy Faithfulness, and In Christ There Is No East or West by The Martins. Next coming up on the show, we have a 90 Seconds of Inspiration by yours truly. Right after that, we will go to our guest for Top of the Morning, Elder Jarrett Lewis, out of the greater New York City area. And then we'll hear a short selection, I Need Thee, by Ann McCrary. And then Dr. Elijah Hankerson out of Missouri, President of the Evangelist Department for the Church of God in Christ. So in that order, and then I will return. 90 Seconds of Information. And then we're going to our guest interviews.
Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 Seconds of Inspirational Moments. Two moments. If you love me, and the eyes have it. If you love me. If you love me, why do you reject my advances? I wait patiently for you to demonstrate my love. Sometimes you are so busy with life, you miss my advances. I get excited when it is time for my people to gather on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. But sometimes you don't come or come very late. I send the answers, the help, through my word or through my servants. I sometimes dispatch my messengers with the answers. but you are not there. I love you so much. I sent my son to die for your sins. Why do you reject my advances? The eyes have it. The eyes have it. God is watching what you watch, what you say, and what you do. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his going. Proverbs 5:21. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Proverbs 15:3. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. 2 Chronicles 16:9. 90 seconds of inspirational moments. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio.
We are so happy to have with us on Top of the Morning Radio Show a dynamic evangelist out of my area, the greater New York area. He's from Long Island, New York. I'm just delighted that Elder Jarrett Lewis is able to be with us on today. So we're going to the phone now to bring Elder Lewis on with us. Top of the morning to you, Elder Lewis. How are you feeling today?
Blessed and favored.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to come on the phone and be able to share with our listening audience on today. So first, just tell the listening audience just a little bit about yourself.
Great. First, I want to say thank you, Dr. Butler, for your opportunity to share what the Lord is doing on our side. And certainly we applaud you for your efforts and your endeavors to expand and to edify the kingdom of God. So certainly we appreciate you highly for this opportunity. As for myself, I'm a servant of the Lord, born to the son of Pastor Jerome Lewis and State Supervisor Mother Edna Lewis here in the Long Island region, and favored with the opportunity to serve in many capacities, but most of all, I'm a servant. You know, I've served in many capacities, coming up in church, many areas, Sunday school, youth, evangelism, music, you know, many areas, community service that has exposed me to the impact and the ability of the church to really transform lives through the power of Jesus Christ. And so, you know, that's the beginning point. I can go many areas with that, but certainly I have the opportunity to grow and to expand and learn from great leaders in our church.
Amen, amen. So you have a project now, something you're doing in Hempstead, New York. So can you share with the listening audience kind of how that came about, you know, that vision and what the project is about?
Great. Well, the project is a church plant. We're planting a church there in the city of Hempstead. How it came about, I'll start off there, is actually from serving our leaders and working in the Long Island region. Also, we've seen the opportunity to, you know, make a sacrifice to see others grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we wanted to be an example by serving our leaders. And then the opportunities came from evangelism. And so what we did was we strategically looked at areas where we can really reach out and expand and build for longevity as it relates to ministry. And so serving my father and serving leaders there in the Long Island area, we looked at Nassau, which is my father's ministry is in Suffolk County, and we're able to see that we're able to serve there in Hempstead and be a light in darkness and salt in the midst of an area that needs more, I would say, vibrant, relevant ministry pertaining to this generation. There are some great ministries there, but also we know that the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. And so we're given this opportunity to go out. And what do we want? We wanted to do primarily is to be an example. We want to become what we want to see. John tells us in John 17 and 19 that we consecrate ourselves so that we may see consecration in others. So we want to become that light, that salt there to continually engage in the community, whether it be and activities of education, economic empowerment, especially the ethical principles of the church. We believe in the Pentecostal teaching of holiness and sanctification. And so we have a desire there to take this power and transfer it to this generation and so that lives will be changed and lives will be edified by the power of God.
Amen. And it's very encouraging what you're doing as a young man. It just kind of makes my heart get so full when you say a church plant, because there are many places, yes, even in the New York area, that still need church plants, and even with our organization. So this is just very, very excited about what you're doing. So one thing I ask all of our calling guests to do is to share a brief word of hope and then offer a word of prayer for the listening audience before we have to hang up. So if you can just share, you know, whatever the Lord has laid in your heart with us, and offer prayer, let us know where we can contact you. That would be great.
Well, first thing I would like to say, you know, as a word of hope, is that be not weary in well-doing. For you shall reap if you faint not. And so too much given, much is required also, but whatever man sow, that shall he also reap. And so sometimes you may not see it, but your labor is not in vain. God works behind the scenes a lot of times, and we're touching people even as you do this radio show and you engage on the internet. We may not see the results right away, but in due time we will see the reaping and the harvesting of souls. So I want to encourage people to be faithful, to be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain, and maintain the standard and the Pentecostal flame of evangelism, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, because people are hungry today for a word of God. And I want to encourage you to keep up the fight of faith. Don't back down. Don't be scared. Don't be fearful, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. So if you don't mind, let's say a word of prayer, and we'll pray that God will ignite the flame and empower others to not only hear this, but to understand faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, but also that they'll be charged to release all that God has put inside of them for this hour. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the woman of the Lord. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you for those who are part of your kingdom. We pray that you will meet needs physically, spiritually, socially, economically, oh God, that you will be able to impart and be able to multiply the strength and the power of God in their minds, their souls, and their spirits, oh God. I pray for the healing power of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ that is able to touch and mend and to restore. But also I pray that your anointing will go forth and destroy yokes, and so that the kingdom may be expanded. I pray for this radio broadcast, God, that it may grow and expound and begin to explode, oh God, with great increase, oh God, so that people may sow into this ministry, but also may reap the benefits of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for this opportunity and for everything that you're going to do, God. We're going to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So Elder Lewis, and listen, audience, I could share with you, he came and preached in my church, you know, I would say early part of last summer, just a dynamic preacher and evangelist. So share with us how people can get in touch with you if they want to bring you in to perhaps even do a workshop on evangelism or teach him. He's an outstanding, he's a master Bible student and a great preacher. So give us the information where they can reach out to you.
Sure. You can always email me directly. I feel like using email, that personal touch. At Jarrett, J-E-R-I-T-T, J-Lewis, at gmail.com. That's Jarrett, J-E-R-I-T-T, J-Lewis, at gmail.com. Some people ask, why do you use that, you know, just common your name and email? Well, I always like the personal touch. Sometimes when you say minister, elder, pastor, some are kind of timid towards approaching you, and I found out that just your name, God has put anointing on your name itself, and so you can always reach out to me that way, and God will bless you. And there certainly will be opportunities to serve in any capacity, and maybe we do the best to help and edify everyone that we can.
Yes, and I so appreciate not just you, but your parents, wonderful people. Jess, I thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and to come on the show today and blessing us and blessing the show. And it's been a wonderful theme. I mean, I know that all of my guests have not talked to each other. They haven't called each other. Some of them don't know each other. But I thank God for each of them been coming on in the past few weeks. They prayed. you know, just for souls, Harvest of Souls. They prayed for the program, and I just believe God is going to do big things, great things, explosive things. I want to win thousands of souls for the kingdom, and I'm not afraid to say it. People are like, aren't you scared that the enemy will come after you? No. That's my intent, and that's my goal, to win thousands of souls for the kingdom. So you're certainly inspiration, but thank you so much once again for coming on the show, and we'll certainly see you around somewhere, I'm certain.
God bless you, and thank you again, and keep up the good work.
Okay, talk to you soon.
God bless.
Right, bye-bye. Now it's Elder Jarrett Lewis, and you can get in touch with him at Jarrett Lewis Ministries. He gave his email for us, and a dynamic young man. He's planting the church, and it's just exciting time for what's going on in the kingdom. We're glad he had the opportunity to be with us today on the Top of the Morning radio show. Happy to have with us on Top of the Morning Inspirational Show a dynamic man of God who is an evangelist, and he is just doing a terrific job. He's part of our same church organization, the Church of God in Christ. So I'm getting ready to bring out Dr. Elijah Hankerson on the line. He's going to share with us about what's going on in terms of the National Department of Evangelism and just the vision God has given him. But he's a dynamic man of God, and we're thrilled that he's able to be with us on the show today. Hello, Dr. Hankerson. How are you? This is Dr. Faye. Welcome.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Faye. How are you getting along?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to come on the show. I know you've been very busy. You have a lot of appointments, and it's just a thrill that you're able to share with our listening audience today. So can you just share with the listening audience just a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I am the president of the Department of Evangelism of the Church of God in Christ, and have been serving in that role for about a year and a half. But if you ask me who I am, I'm a child of God, born again, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, family man. I love my wife and three children that we have. We have a wonderful church here in the city of St. Louis, Missouri, the Life Center International Church of God in Christ, which was started about 15 years ago, and it's making a tremendous impact upon the community. So I'm a child of God and a servant of God, and love God and his people. And again, just honored to be here with you today in the listening audience.
Amen. Amen. So can you share with our listening audience, in terms of your role as the president of the Department of Evangelism, just what is the vision and some of the things that the department is doing now, and number of people it's been reaching in terms of salvation?
Okay, here's the role. It's really been a paradigm shift in the church for so long. People have looked at evangelism as the evangelist, and we know that's a part of course, the fivefold ministry in Ephesians 4 and 11, and, of course, that's very valid. But in the scriptures also, Paul was speaking to Timothy and told Timothy, who actually had the role of a bishop, he told him to do the work of an evangelist. And so the paradigm shift under our presiding bishop, Bishop Charles Edward Blake, is that not only would we have the gift of evangelists, but also that the people of God would do the work of evangelism. And, of course, an evangelist's job is to spread the good news, but the commission to the entire body of Christ is that all of us would be a witness. So the vision is very simple, and that's that every member of our movement would be filled with the Holy Ghost, according to Acts 2 and 4, because that's necessary to be a witness, according to Acts 1 and 8, and that every Kojic saint that is filled would witness to lost souls, and therefore every church would impact the community. Last year we saw over 6,000 salvations through the efforts of the National Church. Over 2,000 believers were filled with the Holy Ghost, and we're looking for God to double and triple that this year. So we're excited about the vision that God has given our presiding bishop.
Amen. And it's exciting because, you know, I see a lot of things on social networking sites where, like, people check in, how many people came to the Lord. And it's really helped to even change some of the messaging, even on social media, because people, I believe, are becoming more focused on, okay, we need to report on the souls today if someone got filled. So it's really done a tremendous job. Now, in terms of this program, does the International Department of Evangelism offer any kind of training or workshops at our various conventions where if people just want to come for training on soul winning, training on evangelism, can they do that?
Yes, and let me speak to that social media part and then answer that question. You notice on social media a lot of people down through the years have stated, hey, we've had a good time at church today. We shouted, you know, we danced, we had a praise break, but very little reporting did you see of souls being saved. And I concur with you, we're starting to see that shift and starting to see that focus where people are actually looking at the number of lives being changed. And so if a person does desire to learn how to be more effective at evangelism, they're welcome to join us during our International AIM Convention. That's going to take place June 30th. Through July the 4th in the city of Kansas City. We have what's called the Bishop L.C. Page School of Evangelism. And, of course, Bishop Page was the very first president of this department, which ironically was started in 1927 right here in the city of St. Louis. That's where the department actually got started. And so we offer training, but not only do we offer training, if people go to Kojic.org right now, there's a movement that's called Vision Week that's taking place within the Church of God in Christ, and it's really a move to catch the vision of our leader to witness and minister to a deeply distressed and troubled world. On the website, they'll be able to find tracks that they can use to reach the community. There's a resource where Bishop Blake shares how he built West Angeles or how God built West Angeles through him. From 55 members to 24,000 members. Also, there's a tool there that shows you how to market your church. And we have follow-up material as well. It's called a spiritual boot camp. So when people get saved, the question is now what? And so we have that resource on the website as well. And all of that is at Kojic.org because, again, this is a deeply distressed and troubled world. I mean, we have planes disappearing. We have ferries turning over. Children being abducted while we're having a good time in the four walls of the church. You know, all of this is happening around us, but God has given us power to make a difference. And so we're excited about the vision.
Amen, amen. Now, if you want, I'll leave space for you to share a short word of hope and then, you know, pray for the listening audience. It's been such, you've shared so much valuable information and valuable tools that people can go to the website. You've given some great instruction today, and it has been very encouraging to me. Now, I'm fired up just to win as many souls as I can for the kingdom, but I'm getting excited because I'm seeing the difference, and people start saying, yes, this number of souls came, this number got saved. And just kind of changing, like you said, it's been a paradigm shift. So this is very exciting, and it's the time. But I want to leave space if you want to share just further the word with us and then, you know, offer prayer for the listening audience.
Okay, well, just a word of encouragement to every listener, and that is to receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And, of course, we know the prerequisite of that is to turn from our sins and to ask the Lord Jesus to come into our life and into our heart. And our inheritance is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is his authority and power. In John 16, Jesus said, it's expedient for you that I go away. If I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. when I first looked at that scripture, I said, now, you know, something's not right about that. I want Jesus to be around, and I can imagine the disciples were saying that. You know, what do you mean it's expedient for you to leave here? We've had you here. We've had your presence. Why would we want that to stop or to cease? And so I questioned the Lord about that, and he took me to the 28th chapter of Matthew, where Jesus, after his resurrection, said, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power is in his hand. And so he was explaining to me that the reason why Jesus said back in John 16 that it's expedient for you that I go away, because he was basically saying, as long as I'm here, I have all power. I have all authority. If I have all power, if I have all authority, that means you don't have any. But if I go away, I'm going to send the power to you. I'm going to send the comforter to you. So the authority and the power that I have, I'm giving to you. And, of course, he ascended on high. 10 days later, the power of the Holy Ghost fell, Acts 2 and 4. They were all filled. And so people need to realize when they receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost, you're not just getting a dance. You're not just getting a shout. You're not just getting a thrill. All of that's great within its place, but you're actually receiving authority and power. And the last thing the devil wants an individual to know is that they have more power than he has. Well, he's a defeated foe. He was defeated on the cross 2,000 years ago. And, of course, Jesus has given us all that authority and power within the church. So whoever's listening and discouraged or feel like throwing in the towel, I'm sick and tired of church. I'm sick and tired of church people. You know, they need to get back up again and keep on moving forward, because there's hope in the power of the Holy Ghost. So let's pray right now for our listening audience. Father, I pray that you would touch, first of all, our host. We thank you, God, for this opportunity that she has received from you to impact so many lives, not only throughout the country, but throughout the world. And we pray that you would continue to pour fresh oil upon this, your servant, God, that she might continue to do the work of God and to make an impact. God, encourage her to know that she is making an impact. Lives are being changed. Souls are being touched. We pray for every listener right now under the sound of my voice that they would cry out to you, because you sent your only son to die on the cross for us. He was buried in the grave, and he arose from the dead. Let them cry out to you, and let them turn to you in repentance and ask you to come into their heart and receive the infilling and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Touch each listener right now, God, and we're going to be careful to give you the praise, because you have all power, and you've given that power unto us. And we use our authority, we use our weapons, we use what you have given us to impact this deeply distressed and troubled world. We pray, decree, and declare it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Thank you so much again, Dr. Hankerson. It's truly been a privilege, and the people will be blessed. The listening audience will be blessed, and God willing, certainly I'll see you at our International AIM Convention in Kansas City.
Awesome. We'll be looking forward to seeing you there. They say Kansas City is known for smelling that smoke, barbecue smoke, but the only smoke going to be taking place during AIM is Holy Ghost smoke.
Oh.
So I will see you there.
Yep.
I appreciate you.
Okay. All right.
God
take
bless,
care.
Doctor. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Not some things, but all things. It doesn't matter what it is, how difficult it may seem or how tragic it may appear. There isn't anything that you will ever encounter that's not working for your good. It's not designed to kill you, but it's designed to make you. It's making you better in the process. It's getting you closer to where you're supposed to be. You may not understand it, and you may not agree with it, but it's working for your good. You can rejoice because that which has come against you is working for you. Keep moving forward and don't let it hinder you. It's not a stopping place, but a stepping stone. Know that it's working in your favor. Rejoice and keep moving. You're almost there." This has been Word Alive, brought to you by Prophetess Iris Jackson of Iris Jackson Ministry.
We heard some wonderful, wonderful interviews. I know you were blessed. Then we heard Good to Be Alive by Jason Gray, and that short commercial you just heard was by Prophetess Iris Jackson, Iris Jackson Ministries, Word Alive. She's out of Virginia. Now we're getting ready to go to Voices of the Nations. First, we will have Prophet Moses Isusu from Kenya. Very short exhortation about crossing over to the other side. And then we'll hear from our weekly contributor, Prophet Faithman Agbedo, out of Nigeria, Power of the Prophetic Word, Part 1. And if you want to connect with any of my guests, they are all on Facebook, Dr. Elijah Hankerson, Elder Jarrett Lewis, Iris Jackson, Moses Isusu, and Faithman Agbedo. But now we're going to Voices of the Nation. Be blessed.
This is Reverend Moses Isusu from Nairobi, Kenya. I'm going to share shortly about walking over the calm stone. Luke 8, verse 22. One day Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. We have to walk out to the other side. It is time for crossing over from storms to success. It is time to cross over from storms to our victory. It is time to cross over from storms to our expansion. It is time to walk from storms to double portion. It is time to move out and cross out from the spirit of doubt, from the spirit of fear, and go towards the spirit of boldness, and go towards the spirit of faith. We have to walk out with God's word. The boat is God's word that is carrying us towards our destiny. We should receive our deliverance right now. We should receive our healing right now. We should receive our prosperity. We should walk towards our great promises of God, towards our great destiny. And it is time that we should walk through our breakthrough. We should walk through our victory. We should walk through the word of God. We should listen unto the word of Jesus. Jesus commanded our storms to be calm through the word of peace. The word of peace will take us the other side of the lake. We should go to the where our blessing has been settled, our blessing has been restored, where our blessing has been kept for the promises of the children of Israel. In the name of Jesus, be blessed.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look at your neighbor, tell him laughter. That is what is going to happen to you. Praise God. God will be giving you reasons to laugh. There are many people that have not laughed for a very long time, but God is going to give you a reason to laugh. God will give you a reason to laugh. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 21 from verse 1. And the Lord visited Sarah. You can put your name there. That's the word for you. Today I'll be looking at the power of prophetic word. And the Lord visited Sarah. Whenever God wants to change you, the first thing he would do is to give you a word. The woman was in the famine and she was a widow going through a lot of challenges. in the book of 1 Kings. And Elijah, God spoke to Elijah and said, arise and go and see a widow. Go see this widow. He's to take care of you. You know, the Bible let us know that the woman was gathering sticks. And she was ready to eat the last meal and die with a son. But whenever God wants to change your life, the first thing he would do is to give you a word. That word carries the energy for the change you have desired. That word has the potential to create the future that your effort can't give to you. And look at what happened in Genesis chapter 21 verse 1. And the Lord visited Sarah. One of the reasons why God visits his people is to give them testimony. Another reason why God visits his people is to bring them to a season of refreshing. God visits you to give you testimony. He visits you to give you a season of refreshing. God visits you to empower you. God visits you to give you direction. God visits you to add to your life what was not there from the beginning. God visits you to ensure that you enjoy the best of life. When Sarah was forgotten, God did not forget Sarah. Sometimes in life, you go through situations that look like God has forgotten you. I'm talking to somebody now. It looks like there is nothing in your life is going to work. Remember, it does not matter how long the situation has been, it is still subject to change. I want you to settle this in your heart. No matter how long the problem has been, no matter how long the case has been, it is subject to change. Whether it's a financial situation, a career situation, a relationship situation, whatever the situation is, one word from God can crush the roots of that problem. One word from God. In Genesis 18, we remember that Abraham had these three men that came into his life. And among them was God. And Abraham, see, one of the things you have to do is to recognize your season of visitation.
Well, we thank God for such a fabulous, wonderful show today. We certainly thank our guest on today, but we are at the bottom of the hour. So it is time to say goodbye until next Monday when we will be right back here at the same time, same place. This is Dr. Faye Maureen, the Anointed Voice, getting ready to sign off. Now, I want you to remember, if you have not downloaded my mobile app, the mobile app is available for iPhones and Androids. All you have to do is type in Dr. Faye Butler. And it's called the I Am Dr. Faye app. And if you have a difficult time, you Android users, you can go to BizBoom Apps, and they carry my mobile app. Also, my website is available with motivationalpress.com. Just go to www.drfaymaureen.com. And then we have some single MP3s out. If you go to iTunes, Amazon, or CD Baby, and just put my name in, you'll see Understanding Times and Seasons. Only 99 cents, or 8 Steps to Stirring Up the Gifts Within, or Prayers of Acceleration, or Prayers of Healing. So certainly, we encourage you to support the ministry, support my partners, Cedric Wooten Photography, Designer Braids and Trades, my good friend Marion Council George. So many people who have helped me along the way. Mr. Steve Asphalt, you heard the commercial earlier. We're just so excited. And then, our new show on Wednesday, I'm partnering up with Truth and Power Radio with my good friend and brother in the Lord, Prophet Faithman Akbreda. We've been on the air now for about 3 weeks. It's healing and deliverance through prayer, prophecy, and preaching. And it's been something else every Wednesday morning. It's already in syndication. You can hear that show again on Sunday evenings, 11:30 p.m. Eastern in the U.S. on gospelsgolden.com. And in Nigeria, you can also hear it. So we thank God for what he is doing. So we'll see you here next Monday. Or if you can, listen to our show on Wednesday morning. And as always, the shows that are recorded on the Block Talk Radio Network are always available 24/7, anytime, anywhere in the world. And we certainly thank you for your support. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. As we end the show with All About You by Miss Anita Wilson, I want to say this to you. Promote the three G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you.
Thank you.